టెక్స్ట్ 1 తం శ్రీమత్ కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం వందే జగద్గురుం యస్యానుకంపయా స్వాపి మహాబ్ధిం సంతరేత్ సుఖం. తం శ్రీమత్ కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం వందే జగద్గురుం యస్యానుకంపయా స్వాపి మహాబ్ధిం సంతరేత్ సుఖం. తం శ్రీమత్ కృష్ణ చైతన్య దేవం వందే జగద్గురుం యస్యానుకంపయా స్వాపి మహాబ్ధిం సంతరేత్ సుఖం.
Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the spiritual master of the entire world, Lord Shri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by whose mercy even a dog can swim across a great ocean.
In the previous chapter also, first verse, he compared himself as a dog. Right? Vande Chaitanya Devam, Lekharangi, dancing dog. Now also he says, Tam Srimat Krishna Chaitanya, దేవం వందే జగద్గురుం యస్య అనుకంపయ స్వాపి బై హిజ్ మెర్సీ బై హిజ్ అనుకంప స్వా ఇస్ డాగ్ మహాబ్ధిం సంతరేత్ సుఖం. వెరీ ఈజీలీ ఎఫర్ట్లెస్లీ ఈవెన్ ఎ డాగ్ కెన్ క్రాస్ ఓషన్, నాట్ జస్ట్ లేక్ ఆర్ సమ్ స్విమ్మింగ్ పూల్. రైట్? స్విమ్మింగ్ పూల్ విచ్ ఇస్ లైక్ యూనో 10 feet వైడ్, ఎ డాగ్ మే బీ ఏబుల్ టు క్రాస్, బట్ డాగ్ కెన్ క్రాస్ ఓషన్ ఇఫ్ మహాప్రభు షోస్ మెర్సీ. Like that. Here Kaviraj Goswami is placing himself in a helpless condition, states that he has no personal power, but by the desire of Lord Chaitanya, expressed through the Vaishnavas and the Madan Gopala Vigraha, it is possible for him to cross this transcendental ocean and present Mahaprabhu's pastimes in the form of Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Kaviraj Goswami ended the previous chapter. One of the ending verses is 83. Murkha nicha kshudramani vishaya lalasa vaishnavagna balekari ekete sahasa. So although I have so many disqualifications, I am doing this adventure to write this literature, hoping that Mahaprabhu's mercy will help me cross this ocean. So one takes up a service by the order of Vaishnavas, not by one's own choice or preferences or conveniences. And one executes that service by the mercy of Vaishnavas and Krishna and Guru, not by one's own skills and expertise. If one thinks that I am able to do this service because of my skills and expertise, it's pride. If one is able, one is thinking that I am unable to do, I cannot do this service because of it's inconvenient for me, it's uncomfortable for me, he has no faith on the mercy of Vaishnavas. Right? So while accepting the service, we should have faith on the empowerment. While executing the service, we should have faith on the mercy. Right? So accepting the service, although it is not comfortable for us or it's difficult for us, will happen when one is submissive, when surrenders, when he has humility, he will be able to accept an order, although it's beyond his ability apparently. Right? Rejecting a service, saying that I cannot do this because of so and so these things, that reveals one's lack of faith and empowerment and one's independent nature. Sometimes it could be one's whimsical tendency also. He has preferences, he has choices, right? So, yes, when someone is in the doing the service of giving service to someone, he should see the inspiration of the person who is taking the service. But when one is on the receiving end, he should follow. He should show humility. It's not that, hey, I am giving service. He is not surrendered. He is saying no to the service, something like that. If one is having that calculation, that is not very much correct on the part of a person who is giving the service. But when we are in the receiving end of the service, one should have that mood of having faith on the instruction and empowerment. There are ways of not rejecting, may be a very harsh word. Saying no to a service is allowed, is bona fide, if one is doing it in an honest way. For example, Dhruva Maharaj said no to the instructions of Narada Muni, right? Saying no is not a sin, but diplomatically manipulating the authority to speak what he wants to hear is a sin, right? Honestly saying no is not a problem, but better than that is keeping faith on the instruction and putting one's best to do that service. Getting right? I cannot do this service for certain reasons, and so I cannot do it anymore. That's one honest way. That's good. That's better than diplomacy. But there is something better than that also. It is difficult for me, I agree, but still I will try to do it to please my master. That's what Kaviraj Goswami is saying, claiming to do here. It is difficult for me to do this service. It's like an ocean. Writing Chaitanya Charitamrita is like a dog crossing an ocean. But he says, Vaishnavas have ordered me. Krishna has ordered me. Hoping for the mercy of Mahaprabhu, I am taking up this service. What Mahaprabhu, our Kaviraj Goswami is saying is, he is honestly revealing his inability to do this service, but he is expressing his hope on the mercy of Mahaprabhu repeatedly. Repeatedly he says his disqualification to do that service. Repeatedly he expresses his faith on Mahaprabhu's mercy. Getting right? Saying no to your service because of your inability is at one level. Accepting that service in spite of inability, hoping that Krishna will help me, is on a different level. We cannot imitate that level. We need not imitate that level. But that's one highest level that Kaviraj Goswami is exemplifying here. Out of his humility he's telling. It's not that he's disqualified. That's what I'm saying. Do whatever is practical for in your case. We need not imitate great souls. Right? Next. Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gaura Chandra. Jaya Jaya Advaita Jaya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Jaya Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Gana. Sarvabhishta Purti Hetu Yahara Smarana. Shri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunatham. Shri Jiva Gopala Bhatta Dasa Raghunatham.
All glories to Shri Krishna Chaitanya, who is known as Gaurahari. All glories to Advaita Acharya Nityanand Prabhu. All glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya headed by Srivas Thakur. In order to fulfill all my desires, I remember their lotus feet. I also remember the six Goswamis, Rupa, Sanatan, Bhatta Raghunath, Shri Jiva Gopal Bhatt, and Das Raghunath.
So he is offering obeisances to the Panchatattva and other devotees, Goswamis. This is the process for writing transcendental literature. A sentimentalist who has no Vaishnava qualifications cannot produce transcendental writings. There are many fools who consider Krishna Leela to be a subject of art and present it in a very obscene way. But one who wants to make advancement in spiritual life must scrupulously avoid their literature. Right? Unless one is a servant of Krishna and the Vaishnavas, as Kaviraj Goswami presents himself to be, in offering respects to Mahaprabhu, his associates, his disciples, one should not attempt to write transcendental literature. Like that. So, repeatedly this theme is coming. How sacred is a scripture, right? How elevated is a transcendental literature describing Krishna's pastimes or Mahaprabhu's pastimes? So our approach to a scripture, our approach to Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita should be imbued with reverence respect, not casual approach. Right? One should feel so humbled and grateful to get an opportunity to access this literature, to study this literature. Right? One should feel so fortunate. So this is a great privilege. So all these purports of Prabhupada and statements of Kaviraj Goswami are revealing the potency and the greatness of this literature. And we are getting access to that literature. Right? In our Bhakti Vaibhav certificate awarded ceremony also, Radhanand Maharaj was saying that we should be humbled by our great fortune. We are having the greatest fortune on the planet, right? We are getting to study Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita so systematically, like every day. We should be humbled by our great fortune. Maharaj said that. You remember this statement? Like that. I don't deserve to get access to these literatures. I am reading Chaitanya Charitamrita now. I finished 12 cantos of Bhagavatam. Right? So, if we understand where we are, right, we will be humbled. Right? Like that. And our approach is an approach of prayer. Oh Bhagavatam, oh Chaitanya Charitamrita, please reveal yourself. It's not that I can intellectually understand this, right? I will see where will Bhagavatam go, run away from me. I will understand this technical subject matter. That's not the approach. Our approach towards Bhagavatam is in the mood of request. As Gauranga Prabhu says, not in the mood of conquest, right? So, it's a very grave thing that we are doing now. ये सब ये प्रसादे लिखी चैतन्य लीला गुण जानीवा न जानी करी आपना शोधन.
It is by the mercy of all these Vaishnavas and Gurus that I attempt to write about the pastimes and qualities of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Whether I know it or know not, it is for self purification that I write this book.
Whether I know or not, it is for self purification that I am writing this book. You can open Madhya Leela 8th chapter, 127th verse. It's not there in important verses. Some smartphone. ये सबे प्रसाद लिखी चैतन्य लीला गुण जानी व न जानी करी आपन शोधन. सी वॉट वेन यू आर अटेम्प्टिंग टू डू समथिंग एटलीस्ट वी शुड बी कॉन्फिडेंट ऑफ डूइंग इट राइट राइट. सो नाउ आई टेक द हारमोनियम एंड स्टार्ट यू नो प्लेइंग. आई नेवर टचड इट राइट. इफ आई स्टार्ट प्लेइंग वॉट विल कम आउट आई डोंट नो राइट. Some sound will come out, but that is audible or that will chase you away or keep you here, we don't know. Right? So, here he is attempting to write transcendental literature and he is claiming to say, Janiva na jani kari apana shodhana. I don't know what I am writing is correct or not. I don't know whether I know what to write or not. But I am doing it for apana shodhana, for self-purification. Right? So this is the mood in which he is writing the book. So when he is not sure whether he knows what to write or not, why is he writing? How is he writing? Only by mercy of Mahaprabhu. Now you should refer the first verse. Tam Srimat Krishna Chaitanya Devam Vande Jagadgurum Yasya Anukampaya Swapi Mahabdhim Santarit Sukham. It is only by mercy of Mahaprabhu that a dog can cross an ocean. Only by Mahaprabhu's mercy I can write Chaitanya Charitamrita. Janiva na jami, I don't know whether I know it or not. That is the faith on Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is the mood in which he is taking up this voluminous task of writing Chaitanya Charitamrita at a very ripe age. You got that verse? 127. Ramanandarai Samvad. 127, before that. देहो कहे अमी नाही जाने कृष्ण कथा सबे रामानंद जाने. ओके किबा विप्रा सन्यासी बलिया ये मत ना चाहो. अगेन आई एम रेफरिंग टू रामानंद राय एंड चैतन्य महाप्रभु संवाद वेर रामानंद राय इज आल्सो एग्जिबिटिंग सिमिलर मूड. He is speaking about ultimate sadhya and what is the highest goal of human life and what is the best thing to do. The very wisdom-filled conversation where Mahaprabhu just sitting and speaking and sometimes asking questions. Ramananda is very eloquently speaking conclusions. In that context, when Mahaprabhu asks a question, then Ramananda would get embarrassed and he says, Hridaya prerana kara jihvaya kahavani ki kahi ye bhala manda kichu ina jani. Hridaya prerana kara jihvaya kahavani. From my heart you are inspiring me. And jihvav karavani. And you are only making me speak. You are giving inspiration within the heart and making me speak through my tongue. Then ki kahi ye bhala manda kichu nahi jani. Whether I am speaking right or wrong, I don't know anything. You are making me speak, I am speaking, and I don't know anything. Whether I know it or not, I don't know. Same thing Kaviraj Goswami is also saying here. Jani vana jani kari apana sodhana. But why are you speaking? Because you have ordered me to speak, I am speaking. Here you have ordered me to write, I am writing. By executing your order, that is for my self-purification. That is the mood in which he is doing this service. It's not one's ability. It's one's eligibility. What is that eligibility? His mode of submissiveness to accept that instruction. Like that. One will be eligible to do a service if he is surrendered and if he is submissive to the instruction of a superior. He may not have the ability to do the service, but he will have the eligibility if he has the mood of submissiveness. He will be empowered to do it. So all this we can learn from Kaviraj Goswami's writings. So this is the sum and substance of transcendental writing. That's how Prabhupada began the purport. One should write transcendental literature to purify oneself, not for credit. By writing about pastimes of the Lord, one associates with the Lord directly. One should not ambitiously think, I shall become a great author, I shall be celebrated as a writer. It's not just writing service, there are so many services here. Right, in our devotional service, we do so many services in our bhakti. We can apply, you can extend this concept to any service that we do. Right, I should not become, this writing service, he says, I shall become a great author, I shall become celebrated as a writer. That is not the mood in which one writes. First thing, I don't know anything, Mahaprabhu is empowering me and I am writing. Like that. These are all material desires. One should attempt to write for self-purification. It may be published or not. Right? If you are a writer, you will understand this. Right? I had been writing technical papers when I was in college. Right? The only mood of writing is I would compile something, right? And it has to be published in a conference. It has to be published in a journal. That is the success of my writing. Because in writing, there is no nourishment only. Right? So, the culmination of our attempts in devotional service is not the result of recognition. It is the execution. Okay, while doing that service only, we will get that nourishment. Okay, execution is our nourishment, not the result that we achieve. Result of recognition. These are all material desires. One should attempt to write for self-purification. It may be published or it may not be published, but that does not matter. If one is actually sincere in writing, all his ambitions will be fulfilled. Whether one is known as a great author is incidental. If we get recognition, that's incidental. Our participation is more important than the recognition that we get. One should not attempt to write transcendental literature for material name and fame. This applies to all services that we do, not just writing service. Okay? We write to glorify Krishna. That's why write in the inaugural class, what is that? Orientation session, we tell you. You are writing exam not to get marks, but to spend time with Bhagavatam. Half an hour you write exam. Whether you get 50 out of 50 or 40 out of 50 or 10 out of 50, you had spent half an hour with Bhagavatam. Purpose is achieved. Right? Marks is, the results are not the culmination. Right? Spending time with Bhagavatam is important. That's the mood. మాలాకర స్వయం కృష్ణ
ప్రేమామరతరు స్వయం
దాతభోక్తా తత్ఫలానాం యస్తం చైతన్యమాశ్రయే.
I take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who himself is the tree of transcendental love of Krishna, its gardener and also the bestower and enjoyer of its fruits.
Malakara means gardener. So, Mahaprabhu, who is Swayam Krishna, he is the gardener, Malakara. And Premamarataru Swayam, he himself is the desire tree of devotional service. Then Data, the giver or the bestower of the fruits. Then Bhokta, the enjoyer of the fruits, the eater of the fruits. So he is gardener, Malakara, he is Premamartaru, he is Taru, he is the tree himself and he is the trunk himself. That will come later. And he is the fruits, he is the enjoyer of the fruits, he is the distributor of the fruits. Right?
Prabhu kahe ami Vishwambhara namadhari. నామసార్థకయది ప్రేమే విశ్వభరి.
సో మహాప్రభు థాట్ రైట్ ఆమె విశ్వంభర నామధారి, మై నేమ్ ఈజ్ విశ్వంభర్ రైట్. సో నామ సార్థక హయది ప్రేమ విశ్వభరి, ఇఫ్ ఐ ఫిల్ దిస్ విశ్వ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ విత్ లవ్ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ దెన్ దెర్ విల్ బి సమ్ మీనింగ్ టు మై నేమ్. అదర్వైజ్ వాట్ ఈస్ ద యూజ్ ఆఫ్ హ్యావింగ్ దిస్ నేమ్ విశ్వంభర if I don't fill this Vishwa with Prema. That's what he thought.
Eta chinti laila prabhu malakara dharma navadvipe arambhila phalodhyana karma.
Thinking in this way, he accepted the duty of a planter and began to grow a garden in Navadvip.
శ్రీ చైతన్య మాలకర పృథివీతే ఆని
భక్తి కల్పతరు రోపిల సించి ఇచ్చపాని.
Thus the Lord brought the desire tree of devotional service to this earth and became its gardener. He sowed the seeds and sprinkled upon it the water of his will.
The water is the will of Mahaprabhu. What is his will? Vishwabhari. Right? Yadi preme Vishwabhari. So in many places, devotional service has been compared to a creeper. Bhakti lata. We say bhakti is like a lata, creeper. Right? So the seed of this creeper is planted by a devotee in the heart of a person. Right? A conditioned soul like us. Right, a guru or a pure devotee, he plants the seed of bhakti in us. Right, and that seed is watered by hearing and chanting. If you don't water the seed, then it will not sprout. So one has to water by hearing and chanting. And even if you water the seed, its seed may not sprout. If the land is not fertile, what is the land? Our Vaishnava qualities, humility, respecting others. Right, tolerance. So these are all different Vaishnava qualities that indicate the fertility of the land. And the seed is bhakti and the water is hearing and chanting. So all these three are important. One, seed. Two, water. Three, land. One, bhakti seed. Two, hearing and chanting water. Then three is Vaishnava quality land. Right? If there is only one and two, only seed of bhakti is there and water of hearing and chanting is there. There is no three. Vaishnava qualities are not there. Where will we end up? Doing offenses. If there is only one and three, means there is a seed of bhakti and the land is fertile, but there is no watering of hearing and chanting. What will happen? At the max, somebody may come to the level of mode of goodness, right? But he will not progress in bhakti. And if there is one and two, or two and three only, that is, watering of hearing and chanting is there, and land is also fertile. But there is no seed of bhakti there. What will grow? Right? So, means he doesn't have pure faith. He has hearing and chanting. He does hearing and chanting from scriptures. And he is also very humble,
humble person. He serves Vaishnavas also. But he will not progress in bhakti. One example is Ramdas Viswas of this third category. He hears and chants. And he also has good qualities. He served Raghunath Das Goswami in his travel. But he could not progress in bhakti. Mahaprabhu neglected him because he never received the seed of pure bhakti from a pure Vaishnav. Like that. So all three are very much important. So one has to make the land fertile with humility and respecting others and other Vaishnava qualities. And Vaishnava qualities are of two types, primary and secondary. Primary is surrender to Krishna, Krishna eka sharanam, right, or Guru ashrayam. All the secondary qualities will follow. So one has to focus on both qualities, especially when we are seeing others, we have to see their primary quality. Is he surrender to Krishna? Is he surrender to Guru? Sufficient. He may not have the other remaining qualities, secondary qualities, but he will eventually develop. But when we are looking at ourselves, we should not see just the first quality, primary quality. We should focus more on the secondary qualities. Are my dealings humble? Right? We should judge. My dealings may not be humble, but I am surrendered to Krishna. One should not think like that about oneself. So for oneself, we should focus more on the secondary qualities while judging ourselves. But while judging others, we should see their first quality first. Jaya Sri Madhav Puri Krishna Prema Puram. Bhakti Kalpa Tarurteho Prathama Ankuram. So first he says, this seed, devotional creeper, Prathama Ankura, it first sprouted in Madhavendra Puri. So he is the first person. He is the storehouse of devotional service. Right? So this Madhavendra Puri comes in the disciplic succession of Madhvacharya. So Madhvacharya's line is filled with so many ritualistic performances, deity worship and other rituals, etc. But Madhavendra Puri is the first person who exhibited ecstatic symptoms of love of Godhead. So from there, the line changed. He is a revolutionary acharya in the line. Right? So Mahaprabhu is the third disciplic descendant from Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, then Mahaprabhu. Like that. Next, Sri Ishwara Puri Rupe Ankura Pushta Haila. Apane Chaitanya Mali Skanda Upajila. So next, this seed next fructified in Ishwarapuri, right? Then Mahaprabhu, the gardener himself, became the main trunk of this devotional tree. So in the purport, we have some explanations about Ishwarapuri. Right? Ishwarapuri is the disciple of Madhavendra Puri. He got the privilege to serve Madhavendra Puri, his spiritual master, the most menial service. The most menial service is the most privileged service. We think that the privileged service is the most attention-attracting service or the public eye-attracting service. But the most privileged service is the most menial service. But it's the most risky service also. When we interact closely, then the opportunity for offense is more. Opportunity, scope for offense is more. Okay, anyways, that is a different thing. But here, our Ishwarapuri got the opportunity to serve our Madhavendra Puri so intimately. What all services he has done? Antilila 8th chapter describes. That is, Ishwarapuri Gosai Kare Sripada Sevan Swahaste Karena Mala Mala Mutra Dimarjan. Swahaste, with his own hands, Karena Mala Mutra Dimarjan. He is cleaning the urine and stool of Madhavendra Puri. Such a menial service he was doing. Nirantara Krishna Nama Karaya Smaran, Krishna Nama Krishna Lila Sunaya Anukshan. He is always making Madhavendra Puri hear Krishna's holy names and Krishna's Leelas. Like that. So Tushtahaya Puritare Kaila Alingan, Varadila Krishna Tomara Hauka Premadhan. He directly got this blessing from his spiritual master. What is he saying? Tushtahaya Puri Tare Karila Alingan. Madhavendra Puri got so satisfied with the service of Ishwarapuri that he
embraced him and said, Vara Dila, I am giving you benediction. What is that? Krishna Tomare Hauka Premadhan. You will have the treasure of love of Krishna. That is a blessing directly he got from his spiritual master. Sei Haite Ishwarapuri Prema Sagar. So, because of that, Ishwarapuri became Premera Sagar. He is the ocean of Prema. Like that. This is the power of blessings of spiritual master. A Vaishnava can deliver Krishna to a devotee, okay, to whomever he wants. So Krishna is the property of a Vaishnava. Krishna is the property of Madhavendrapuri. So he can deliver his property in the name of Ishwarapuri, like that. A Vaishnava is always protected. Towards the ending pastimes, closing pastimes of Madhavendrapuri, so he fell very sick and he was being served by Ishwarapuri. So a Vaishnava is always protected by Krishna himself. But sometimes it appears that he is invalid. He becomes overwhelmed by old age. That gives a chance to his disciples to assist him. Like that. When an advanced spiritual master or Vaishnava becomes invalid and old, unable to do his own things, then his disciples get an opportunity to render him personal service. But that doesn't minimize the position of that great Vaishnava or spiritual master. Because he is a person who has dedicated his entire life for the service of Krishna. What will happen to him? He will be able to remember Krishna and go back to Krishna. What is the proof? What is that verse? 118, Bhagavatam. 1.18.4, I think. Theme is, he will be able to remember the lotus feet of Krishna. Nauttama shloka. Nauttama shloka vartanam jushatam tat kathamritam syat sambhramonta kalayapi smaratam tat padambujam. Nauttama shloka vartanam. So if one has dedicated his entire life for uttama shloka varta, for glorification of Krishna, he will not run into any misconceptions at the time of death. But smaratam tad vadambujam, he will be able to remember Krishna's lotus feet and go back to him. Next. Nija chintya shaktya mali haya skandahaya. Sakala sakhara skandamulashraya. By his inconceivable powers, the Lord became the gardener, the trunk and the branches simultaneously. Right? Then, Paramananda Puri Ara Keshava Bharati. Brahmananda Puri Ara Brahmananda Bharati. Vishnu Puri Keshava Puri Puri Krishnananda. Sri Narasimha Tirtha Ara Puri Sukhananda. Ei Nava Mula Nikashila Vrikshamule. Eynava mule vriksha karila nischale.
Paramananda Puri, Keshav Bharati, Brahmananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati, Sri Vishnu Puri, Keshav Puri, Krishnananda Puri, Sri Narasimha Tirtha and Sukhananda Puri. These nine sannyasis roots all sprouted from the trunk of the tree. Thus the tree stood steadfastly on the strength of these nine roots.
So these are the nine roots. And the middle root is this Paramananda Puri. So, Prabhupada in the purport explains briefly about Paramananda Puri and others. So, amongst all the sannyasi disciples, Ishwarapuri and Paramananda Puri were very dear to Madhavendra Puri. So, Paramananda Puri and Ishwarapuri are disciples of Madhavendra Puri. Next, when Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas, Paramananda Puri gave him the danda. So, these are certain activities of Paramananda Puri. Then there is Paramananda Puri's well at Puri. Puri is Jagannath Puri. Next. Then Keshav Bharati is Sandipan Muni. He's an incarnation of Sandipan Muni. Some say he's an incarnation of Akrura also. Like that. Then Brahmananda Puri is there. Then Brahmananda Bharati is there. Brahmananda Bharati is the deer skin pastime. Okay. Then 16th verse. Madhyamola Paramananda Puri Mahadhira.
అష్టదికి అష్టముల వృక్ష కైల స్థిరం. సో మధ్యమూల ద మిడిల్ రూట్ ఈస్ పరమానందపురి, దట్ ఇస్ ద సెంట్రల్ రూట్, అండ్ ఆల్ ది ఎయిట్ రూట్స్ స్ప్రెడ్ ఇన్ ఎయిట్ డైరెక్షన్స్. స్కందేర ఉపరే బహు శాఖ ఉపజిల, ఉపరి ఉపరి శాఖ అసంఖ్య ఇల. సో స్కందేర ఉపరే, లైక్ అపాన్ ద ట్రంక్ దేర్ ఆర్ సో మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్. ఈ స్పోక్ అబౌట్ ద రూట్స్ నౌ సో ఫార్, నౌ ఈ స్పీకింగ్ అబౌట్ ద బ్రాంచెస్. దేర్ ఆర్ ఇన్యూమరబుల్ బ్రాంచెస్, రైట్? విష విష శాఖ కరి ఏక ఏక మండల్, మహామహాశాఖ చైల బ్రహ్మాండ సకల్. సో ద బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ చైతన్య ట్రీ ఫార్మ్డ్ ఎ క్లస్టర్ ఆర్ సొసైటీ, రైట్? విత్ గ్రేట్ బ్రాంచెస్ అండ్ ఇట్ కవర్డ్ బ్రహ్మాండ ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్. ఏకైక శాఖతే ఉపశాఖ శతశతం, యత ఉపజిల శాఖ కేకణి వేకతం. అండ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈచ్ బ్రాంచ్ సో మెనీ హండ్రెడ్స్ ఆఫ్ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆర్ కమింగ్ అప్, రైట్? నో వన్ కెన్ కౌంట్ హౌ మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆర్ దేర్. ముఖ్య ముఖ్య శాఖ గణేర నామ అగణన, ఆగేత కరీబసున వృక్షర వర్ణన. సో కవిరాజ్ గోస్వామి సెడ్ దట్ వీ కెనాట్ కౌంట్ హౌ మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆర్ దేర్, బట్ ముఖ్య ముఖ్య శాఖ గణేర నామ అగణన. ఐ విల్ నేమ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బ్రాంచెస్, రైట్? ఆగేత కరీబసున వృక్షర వర్ణన. సో నౌ ప్లీజ్ హియర్ వాట్స్ కమింగ్ అహెడ్ ఈస్ ద డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ ట్రీ. వృక్షర ఉపరి శాఖ హైల సే దుయి స్కంద, ఏక అద్వైత నామ ఆర నిత్యానంద. సో ఆన్ ద టాప్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ మెయిన్ ట్రంక్ దెర్ ఆర్ టూ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్, రైట్? ఫ్రమ్ ద మెయిన్ చైతన్య ట్రంక్ టూ ట్రంక్స్ డెవలప్డ్, దట్ ఇస్ వన్ ఇస్ అద్వైత, వన్ ఇస్ నిత్యానంద. సో చైతన్య ట్రీ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ టెన్త్ వర్స్, టెన్త్ చాప్టర్. దెన్ నిత్యానంద ట్రీ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ 11th చాప్టర్. దెన్ అద్వైత ట్రీ ఇస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ 12th చాప్టర్. సో నెక్స్ట్ త్రీ వర్సెస్, నెక్స్ట్ త్రీ చాప్టర్స్ ఆర్ డిస్క్రిప్షన్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ త్రీ ట్రీస్. ట్రీ మీన్స్ బ్రాంచ్. మెయిన్ ట్రీ ఇస్ చైతన్య ఓన్లీ, అద్వైత అండ్ నిత్యానంద ఆర్ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్ ఆఫ్ దట్ మెయిన్ ట్రీ. సో ఫ్రమ్ దీస్ టూ ట్రంక్స్, అద్వైత అండ్ నిత్యానంద ట్రంక్స్, గ్రూ మెనీ బ్రాంచెస్ అండ్ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్, కవర్ ది ఎంటైర్ వరల్డ్. సో దీస్ బ్రాంచెస్ అండ్ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్ అండ్ దేర్ సబ్ బ్రాంచెస్ బికేమ్ సో న్యూమరస్ దట్ నో వన్ కెన్ యాక్చువల్లీ రైట్ అబౌట్ దెమ్, బుక్ భర్ జాయేగా. So thus the disciples and the grand disciples and their admirers spread throughout the entire world and it is not possible to enumerate them all. Udumbara vrikshayena phale sarva ange, emata bhakti vrikshe sarvatra phale range. Lage. So it's like udumbara vriksha, fig tree, right? Fig tree bears fruit all over the body. Right? Each part of the tree of devotional service bore fruit. Fruits are coming everywhere. It's there? Okay. Oh, that green wala. Fine. We tried to put on turban once. So therefore, whether one hears, chants or remembers or worships, see this. This is an important purport. Here he compared the bhakti vriksha with udumbara vriksha, right? That bears fruit all over the body. So it is something like a tree of sugar. For whichever part of such a tree one tastes, it is always sweet. You pick up some sweet, right? Whatever, laddu. From whichever side you bite, it is always sweet. So like that, whichever part you touch, it is always sweet. That means, this is bhakti vriksha. Whichever part you touch, it is always sweet. Means, bhakti vriksha has 9 limbs. Sravanam, Ketanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atmanivedanam. Whichever limb you follow, you will get the pleasure of devotional service. All limbs are equally potent, equally important, and we have one can derive pleasure and advancement devotional service through any of these 9 limbs. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, any of these 9 limbs. Which limb will work for whom depends on his personal taste. For some people, deity worship is the maximum nourishment. For some people, Shravanam, hearing is the maximum nourishment. For some people, something else is maximum nourishment. Right? But primarily, in our neophyte devotional stage, right? Prabhupada several times recommended that Shravanam is the most important element. Shravanam which leads to Kirtanam and leads to remembrance. So this is like, the first three are like most important. Sramasmaranam based on Shravanam and Kirtanam. Right? That is like most important for us. All other limbs are also equally potent. But these take the precedence like that. Next. Moolaskandera Shaka Ara Upashaka Gani. Lagila ye prema phala amritake jine. Since Mahaprabhu was the original trunk, the taste of the fruits that grew on the branches and sub-branches surpassed the taste of nectar. So all these fruits are not the children of any ordinary tree. Here it is Mahaprabhu's tree. Because of the fruit's connection with Mahaprabhu, they are tastier than nectar. So what makes a person valid or glorious is his connection with the Parampara and Krishna. Right? Individually, he may be glorious, but if he is connected with Krishna, all his glorious qualities will have a spiritual, all his qualities are spiritualized. Like that. Because of being connected with Mahaprabhu's tree, all are tastier than nectar. So we'll do till 30 and end. I think I'll request Damodar Prabhu to take the rest of the chapter. 27. Pakila ye prema phala amrita madhura. Vilaya chaitanya mali nahilaya moolam.
The fruits ripened and became sweet and nectarian. The gardener Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu distributed them without asking any price.
Free. The fruits that are tastier than nectar are distributed for free. That's why Mahaprabhu, Pabe Chamatkar, right? Karaha Vichar Pabe Chamatkar. That is because of this. Trijagate Yata Ache Dhana Ratnamani. Yeka Falera Mulya Karita Hanahi Gani. Trijagate Yata Ache Dhana Ratnamani. You collect all the wealth from all the three planetary systems. Eka Falera Mulya Karita Hanahagani. It's not equal to the cost of one fruit also. You cannot purchase even one fruit with all the wealth available in entire three planetary systems. And Mahaprabhu is distributing, baskets of fruits for free. That is the mercy of Mahaprabhu.
Magyavana Magya Keha Patravana Patra. Ihara Vicharanahi Jane Deya Matra. Magyava Magya Keha. Whether you beg or not. Patrava Patra. Whether you are qualified to receive that fruit or not. Whether you can digest the fruit or not. You have to eat it. Right? Mahaprabhu is distributing. Ihara Vicharanahi Jane Deya Matra. So he just gives only, Deya Matra, only giving is his only mission. Whether he is qualified or not, he did this goof up, he should not be given. He is not qualified for this fruit. He doesn't consider all that. Just preach. Prabhupada says, we have to, this is the sum and substance of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Sum and substance. How many times sum and substance came? So there is no distinction made between those who are fit or unfit. Right? Preach without discrimination. So, Anjali Anjali Bhari Fele Chaturdishe Daridra Kudana Khaya Malakara Hase. So, Mahaprabhu is distributing handful after handful of fruits in all directions. Right? When the poor, hungry people ate the fruit, the gardener, Mahaprabhu, smiled. He was very happy. Then Mahaprabhu, Malakara kahe suna vriksha parivar, Mula shakha upashakha yete ke prakar. So he started speaking to all the vriksha parivar. All the sub branches of this vriksha are like the family. Mahaprabhu is the head of the family. They are all the family members. He is speaking to them. So what is he speaking? Alaukika vrikshakare sarvendriya karma. Sthavarahayadhare jangamera dharma. This is alaukika vriksha. Right? This is a transcendental tree. Sarvendriya karma. Just like Krishna is Angani, Yasya Sakalendriya Vrittamanti, Pashyanti, Panti, Kalayanti, Chiram Jaganti. Krishna can do any action of any limb with any limb. Similarly, this devotional service, the devotional tree also can perform any action. Right? And sthavara haiya dhare jangamera dharma. Sthavara. Sthavara means immovable. Tree is generally immovable. You don't see trees walking like that. But tree is sthavara, but dhare jangamera dharma. It moves also, it walks also. All it is sthavara, it has the qualities of jangama. Like that. That is the difference between spiritual and material trees. In the spiritual world, trees can also fly and walk and then move. In material world, trees will stand stationary. At the max, they will, with wind, they will only move like this. Okay. Sorry. So we'll end here. Prabhu will take tomorrow. Granthraj Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki. Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. Mahaprabhu ki jai. Oh, there is one special message. Now Rasik Gaur Prabhu will read.
His Holiness Jayadev Pratap Swami Guru Maharaj visited Hamsavahan temple and got the mercy of Lord Shiva. As per the tradition of the temple, one has to offer a special flower to Lord Shiva. And if the Lord is happy, the flower which is like a bird would pop open. On that day, thousands of villagers were assembled to offer flowers. Somehow, none of the flowers were popping open. Then Guru Maharaj entered and offered the flower and suddenly it popped open. The news spread out and many people started chanting the Harinam. Then another flower has offered and behold, that also opened. Guru Maharaj asked two questions to Lord Shiva in his prayers. Whether ISKCON is on the right track, and the Lord answered by accepting the flower. And second question is, whether all the projects of the ISKCON will be successful as they were facing lots of land related problems and Lord blessed again by popping open the flower. While narrating this pastime, requests every assembled devotees to be together under the umbrella of the ISKCON, always staying united. Hare Krishna.
Other are also, Vishwakarthi is not a disciple of Madhavendra Puri.